You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cloudy days, don't the sun ever shine anymore? Stormy weather, will you always be around? When I'm down, I can't stand cloudy days.
Well, we're back to cloudy days again around here. I love to look at the clouds, and they're bringing more than just rain with them this time. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's also going to talk about a mysterious connection between the weather and some really fast rowing that's been happening in the Montlake Cut. What a fascinating scene. First, Cliff, let's hear the details on that weekend weather.
Well, Bellamy, clouds are here now, maybe tomorrow, but they're not here forever. In fact, we can look forward to a 80-degree day on Tuesday, amazingly enough. Well, today is not a bad day at all. A weak ridge has developed over us. We do have some onshore flow, so there's quite a bit of low clouds. But I expect a partly cloudy day, temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 60s, so pretty decent day. It should be dry. Now, an upper-level trough is coming through Friday night, tonight, and Saturday morning, so that's going to thicken things up a little bit. A little bit more marine air will come in. There could be a few sprinkles on Saturday morning, nothing serious. But as we get into later on Saturday, a ridge of high pressure will start building in. So I think we'll sort of break out of it a bit Saturday afternoon, especially North Sound and up towards Bellingham. Temperatures getting up into the mid to upper 60s. But then the magic starts. Ridge of high pressure builds even more over Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And as the high pressure builds, we start getting offshore flow developing on Monday and Tuesday. So on Sunday, the temperatures will rise up into the 70s. Certainly mid-70s on Monday, maybe upper 70s, and then on Tuesday, I can barely believe I'm saying this, the temperatures will probably get above 80 degrees on Tuesday, so it's going to be unbelievable. The first 80-degree day of the year, and we'll welcome it.
Cliff, is this normal? I mean, it doesn't feel normal because we've been in such a gray, cold winter.
It's not unusual. In fact, we typically get a period of warmer temperatures, offshore flow, and a sort of a surge of sun sometime in mid-May. I laugh about it. Sometimes it starts the second week, sometimes the third. But we generally get this pulse of warmth for a few days in mid-May before we start settling down to something I hate to even think about, and that's the June gloom. Because it's high pressure to builds in the eastern Pacific, the low clouds spread out over most of the eastern Pacific Ocean, and that gets pushed into us. So, yeah, no, this has happened before, and we should enjoy it this time.
All right, that's good to know. Now, speaking of pulses, those really fast racing times going through the Montlake Cut earlier this month?
That's right. On May 6th, there's the famous Windermere Crew Races, and we had records that were broken that were amazing. The men's crew team beat a 20-year record, and the women's crew team did as well. So what are the chances that they'd really smash long-term records? Well, I didn't think much of it until I got a call from a member of the Seattle Police Department who was involved in it, and he said the currents in the cut, the Montlake Cut, between Lake Washington and Lake Union were extremely strong that day. And so I mused, well, maybe this has to do with our unusual spring with, you know, great deal of rain. And then we had this warm-up right before the crew race where a lot of snow was melting and just moving right down into the Cedar River and then out into the Sound. So I did some checking, and I talked to people in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and lo and behold, I think that is the story. We had a year in which the spring was extremely wet. I don't have to tell anybody about that. And then in the days before, we really had a warm-up. The temperatures surged, and there was a massive melt of snow in the Cascades. And we know we have a lot of snow up there right now. And so a huge amount of water came down the Cedar River and went right into Lake Washington. Now, the Lake Washington level was kept constant by an outflow through the locks, the Chittenden locks, however you pronounce it.
Chittenden, yes, that's right.
Chittenden, however you pronounce that. The Army Corps of Engineers was letting massive amounts of water out to keep the lake level constant. Well, that water had to go through someplace, and it had to go through that narrow Montlake Cut, which is only about 150 feet wide, and that was producing extremely strong currents. So I took a look at the flow in the Cedar River. I checked with the Army Corps of Engineers about the flow coming out the locks, and it all matched. What we're talking about was record-breaking flow that was coming through that Montlake Cut. And according to some calculations done by hydrologists, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, that probably sped up the time by 6 to 10 seconds as they went through the course that actually ended through the Montlake Cut. So I think it all fits. Now, what's really interesting for the men's crew team, their previous record was in 1997, and that was another time when there was unusually strong flow through the cut because of a wet winter and some snow melt. So I think there's a correlation here. You get better times when the weather is right, and that means heavy rain before and lots of warm-up that melts the snow.
Have you read Boys in the Boat, Cliff?
I have. It's a wonderful book. And one thing I want to make clear, the fact that the Huskies won didn't have anything to do with the currents. I mean, they were facing another team who was in the same currents.
Right.
So I don't want to take anything back from just the wonderful athleticism of the Husky crew team, both the men and women's. They did a marvelous job. But the fact that they broke the record so vigorously and so profoundly is probably associated with this unusual weather we had this spring.
That's right. Fierce and disciplined. What you gotta be to be good. Go Dogs. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we see the future.
Welcome to the future and all the wonders of the 21st century in the greatest preview the world has ever seen.
Take away ahead, look at tomorrow.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.